Just Friends, a Merlin fanfic by Mary Sefket, written for the Spanking Challenge at Kinkalot, read by Sophie Nisba for Amplificathon 2011. Gwen met him in his room while Gaius was out. He just walks up to me with this smirk on his face. How am I supposed to not kiss that smirk? He complained as Gwen dropped her laundry basket in the corner of his room. He'll get it someday, I swear. Gwen was trying to cheer him up. He stood up from his bed to greet her with a kiss. She wove her fingers through his hair, and he wrapped his arm around the small of her back, pulling her close. It wasn't what either of them wanted, exactly, but it was comfortable and affectionate. Gwen was his best friend in Camelot, but they shared something more. The sex, obviously, but also a desperate love for their masters. Gwen's other hand skimmed down his lower back. She paused for a moment before she grabbed his arse, hard. He gasped into her mouth. She hummed a bit, knowing he enjoyed everything just a bit rough when he was frustrated. He kissed her back in appreciation, catching her lower lip between his teeth. I want to try something I've been thinking about, was all she said to prepare him before she smacked him on his arse. His hips jerked involuntarily against her. You like that? She whispered, laughing a bit nervously, her eyes wide with surprised delight. He nodded, and she spanked him again. He had already been half hard from the feeling of Gwen's lips against his own. The feeling of her hand landing on his arse and the sound it made went right to his cock, and right now he was fully hard and painfully bent down in his trousers. Not heeding his discomfort, he ground into her hips when she hit him again. Their mouths pressed against each other, and Gwen's other hand was reaching for his trousers when Merlin heard the scuffle of Gaius's feet up the stairs to the physician's quarters. They both stilled, and the passion of the moment quickly faded. He let out an irritated sigh as his erection, newly freed from his trousers by Gwen's industrious hand, began to fade. Oh no, Gwen said, taking a few steps back from Merlin and smoothing out her dress. You look fine, Merlin said, glancing up at her while he was trying to lace his trousers. Gwen picked up her laundry basket again and opened the door to Merlin's room. Merlin noticed the dusky rose of her lips, still swollen from the biting kisses, and he felt an intense longing to push the door closed and see where that spanking thing would go. Gaius walked in just as Gwen had run down the few stairs from his own quarters and arranged herself by the table in the middle of the room. "Hello, Gaius," Gwen said, far too cheerfully, while Merlin walked down the stairs from his room. "Good afternoon, Gwen. Merlin," Gaius said, putting down his empty basket taken from his rounds. Merlin grabbed the sleeping tonic for Morgana and handed it to Gwen with one of his most patented, innocent-looking smiles. "I had better get going, Merlin," Gwen smiled at him. "Have a good day," she said to the room and left. Merlin watched her hips sway, teasing him, as she left. "Merlin, stop staring," Gaius chided him. "Gwen is a nice girl, and you shouldn't leer at her like a common ruffian." "Yes, Gaius," Merlin said, thinking Gwen was a horrible tease and knew she was going to get Merlin in trouble when she walked out the door like that. "I'm going to do a bit of studying while I have the rest of the afternoon off," Merlin said, closing the door to his room before Gaius could wrangle him into helping. It wasn't the same to wank off alone in his room. There was no way he could mimic the feeling of the thud and sting of Gwen's hands on his arse. He fantasized about Arthur bracing Merlin against the bed, taking his hand to Merlin's arse. The idea of the sword calluses on Arthur's hands, rough against tender skin, was enough to push him over the edge as he came into his hand with a grunt. It was very hot and still in Camelot, but Gwen usually liked this weather. It relaxed her, like a cat in a sunny spot on the floor. But today that beautiful languor was gone. Morgana had ordered a cold bath to help her cool down. Even though the bath was behind the screen, Gwen had to help her undress, peeling away all the gossamer layers of silk and cotton sticking to her skin. Gwen busied herself cleaning the room and changing the sheets of the bed, but she could still hear the splashes of water and Morgana's sighs of pleasure from behind the screen. Morgana stood up in the bath, one hand in Gwen's for stability, and then stepped out. Gwen tried hard to keep her eyes down on the floor, because she was sure she would stare at the beads of water trailing between Morgana's breasts, and she didn't trust herself not to shove Morgana over the bed right now and lick the water off. Morgana lifted her arms, and Gwen, obligingly, pulled the dry shift over her wet body and smoothed it down. It clung to Morgana's skin. The dark pink of her nipples and the black thatch of hair between her legs were clearly visible through the fabric. If Gwen didn't know better, she'd say that Morgana was trying to seduce her. But Morgana couldn't possibly think of her in the same way she thought of Morgana, so Gwen focused on finishing her chores instead of things she couldn't have for herself. "A bath, Merlin, a bath! And then there was a wet shift," Gwen said, sitting down on Merlin's bed as she watched him kick off his boots. "Baths are the worst," Merlin nodded in agreement. "You should see what Arthur wears when I'm getting his bath ready. It's hardly even a proper towel." He sat down beside her on the bed and leaned into her for support and warmth. "It's hardly fair of them to do that to us," she agreed, turning towards Merlin and gently kissing his bottom lip. His arms slipped around her and started undoing the laces of her dress while she kissed his mouth, his jaw, his neck. When the last lace was undone, Gwen took her first deep breath of the day and then tugged at Merlin's shirt. She liked to run her hands along his lean sides and trace the hollows of his collarbone. They kissed and nipped at each other, enjoying the slow and deliberate pace they rarely had a chance to enjoy. It was only when they were both naked, Merlin lying half on top of her, that he suddenly went shy, his cheeks flaming red, and asked, "Would you do that thing you were doing the other day? The spanking thing?" She remembered their last encounter, when she'd hit his arse on a wild impulse and he'd ground into her in response. Sure. Is there any way you'd like, it? "Could I be on my knees?" he asked all in one breath. She nodded, afraid she'd laugh, not at the request, but at the suddenly very enthusiastic Merlin. He was too adorable for his own good like this. He pushed up off of her, and by the time she'd crawled off his small bed, he had arranged himself on all fours in the middle of the bed and was looking over his shoulder at her. Her first smack was light. She didn't remember how hard she had hit him last time, and even though Merlin was begging for it, she didn't want to hurt him. "It can be harder than that, Gwen," was all he said, and so her next smack was harder, and then harder and harder. By the last smack, her hand was tingling a bit, and Merlin's left buttock was turning a very delicious shade of bright pink. Merlin was obviously responding. His cock was hard between his legs, and he let out little grunts and groans whenever her hand made contact with his skin. With each hit, Gwen found herself becoming more and more turned on. The nebulous frustration she felt all day narrowed into the focused arc her hand followed to meet Merlin's arse. It felt powerful to be causing Merlin pain, at the same time as intensely erotic to be causing him pleasure. "Touch yourself," she said, shocked at her own audacity. But Merlin shifted his weight to one hand and started slowly stroking himself with the other. They fell together into a rhythm that built upon itself and became their world. She would not have heard Gaius's steps outside the door, let alone anyone opening it, and she knew that Merlin felt much the same way. He looked over his shoulder at her. This time, his cheeks were flushed the same bright pink as his buttocks, and his eyes were glazed over, lost in his own pleasure. "I'm going to," he said, and Gwen put a bit more effort, focusing solely on Merlin. He came, and moments later, his knees dropped out beneath him. Gwen knelt beside him as he sighed and shivered in the aftershocks of his orgasm, and ran her hand soothingly over Merlin's red arse. Merlin hissed quietly through his teeth, and Gwen could appreciate some of the sensation he was reacting to as her hand felt raw and oversensitive against his smooth skin. This was more than the quick fumblings they had experienced together before, and Gwen wasn't sure exactly what would happen next. The surety she felt while spanking Merlin was gone, and even though she was so wet she could feel her legs sliding against each other, she wasn't sure if Merlin wanted to do anything more than lay on the bed and drool. She wasn't even sure exactly what she wanted. Merlin rolled over to allow room for her and waited for her to climb beside him before he leaned in to plant the messiest, most intense kiss they had ever shared on her lips. The shock of the feeling it conveyed stunned Gwen, and she paused before she could even think to kiss back. Merlin took his advantage in that moment, sliding his clean hand down between her legs. "Gwen, Gwen, Gwen," he murmured in appreciation against her shoulder when he felt how wet she was. He curled two fingers into her and worked his fingers in and out, making her feel as if she was falling into a million scattered pieces with every thrust. He kissed his way down her body, and his mouth joined his hands in between her legs. He lapped at her, sucked at her, and kissed her until her legs were shaking and she couldn't decide what she wanted more, to come or to feel like this forever. Without her control, her body slid over into an orgasm that made her toes curl until her feet spasmed with cramps. When the last current of her orgasm ran through her, Merlin crawled up beside her on his narrow bed and rested his head on her shoulder. Her arm curled around him, and she ran her fingers over his arm. Neither of them talked. There was too much between them now to risk words. Gwen realized Merlin was much more than her best friend. She loved him. Not in the same way she loved Morgana, as a beautiful star to look at and desire, but in an earthbound way that tricked Gwen into dismissing it as mere fondness. Yet she and Merlin kept coming back to each other for love, affection, support, and sex. For friendship, certainly, and more if they allowed each other to ask for it. She knew right now that it wasn't the time to ask. Right now was the time to lay in each other's arms, to drink in each other, and think about what they wanted to say to the other when they were back in their clothes, their duties, and real life between them. The end.